Anyway, here we are talking about wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. That's really have to is really important to we know engaging bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta. What is the difference between wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta? Yeah. There's actually also we have to know that what is the cause of. What is the cause of bodhicitta? How generate bodhicitta, yeah? How generate bodhicitta? Everybody know that, yeah? Generate bodhicitta, there are seven cause and effect, yeah? First, we have to practice seven cause and effect, then start to generate bodhicitta, yeah? Sometimes it's really, it's indefinite. It is not what is the indefinite, yeah? Uncertainty is uncertainty to generate wishing bodhicitta and engage in bodhicitta. Sometimes, when you get bodhicitta path. Sometimes you first generate wishing bodhicitta. Sometimes you first generate engaging bodhicitta. Engaging bodhicitta really is kind of preliminary. Is first you have to have gain bodhicitta vow, yeah, engaging bodhicitta, and wishing bodhicitta. You don't have to gain bodhisattva, bodhicitta vow. It's clear, yeah? It means like when you engage in bodhicitta, sometimes first when you have to generate bodhicitta, yeah? It's not uncertainty, or this is first generate, this second generate. Or we don't say like, oh, first generate wishing bodhicitta and second generate engage bodhicitta. We don't say like this. It's uncertainty sequence, yeah? Uncertainty, what do you say? Yeah, uncertainty. It's not sequence. There's no sequence to generate wishing bodhicitta and engage in bodhicitta, yeah? It's clear, yeah? If I say there is no sequence to generate, yeah, maybe sometimes you generate wishing bodhicitta. After wishing bodhicitta, then you generate engaging bodhicitta, yeah? So, actually here, wishing bodhicitta actually accompany with practice of any of six perfection, but is not manifestly accompanied with practice of six perfection. Yeah, engaging bodhicitta is always manifestly or always accompanied with six perfection. Manifest is clear. Yeah. So yeah, engage in bodhicitta. So now here we're talking about this verse 17. Okay, in Tibetan we recite Changchu Mumbi Semlene Kotsen Debu Chinjunya Chidan Jubi Semjin Sunam Junchan Juan means. Yeah, here what we say like wishing bodhicitta. Of course, if we have wishing bodhicitta, we have accumulated lots of merit. Reason of wishing bodhicitta, or reason of generating, how to say, merits of practicing wishing bodhicitta is of course very. Very extensive, but reason of wishing bodhicitta, patis, yeah. Reason of bodhicitta is not continuous. Sometimes interrupt by maybe angry, or sometimes interrupt by distractive mind, interrupt by sleeping times, yeah. But engaging bodhicitta, reason of engaging bodhicitta, reason of merit, yeah. Engaging bodhicitta is not interrupted, uninterrupted. It's always continuous. Even you are in a while you are distractive mind, still your merit is increase. Even you are sleeping, once you have engaged in bodhicitta, even you are sleeping, your merit is increased. Once you have engaged in bodhicitta, even you have distracted mind, your merit is increased. Yeah, that is the kind of different between wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. Different result between engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah, different result, that's why. So here they are talking about different result, engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah.
Would know for sure that I wish to have bodhicitta or something like that. Now, engaging bodhicitta, how would I know I'm engaged in bodhicitta act?
So first you think, do you
from,
think...
From an individual perspective, from a personal perspective.
Yeah, this all kind of how do we know engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta by your experience, practice of experience. But we don't say we have wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Do you think so we have wishing bodhicitta? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Actually, bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. Do we have wishing bodhicitta or not? What do you think wishing bodhicitta, how do you explain wishing here? But you wish to... we wish to get attention to help sentient beings. You wish to attain enlightenment for help sentient beings. To attain enlightenment for sentient beings. Yeah. But wishing bodhicitta is since you generate bodhicitta. But do you think that wish, yeah, when we pray, when we recite refuge verse, yeah? Like kind of motivation, we generate altruistic motivation, yeah? Do we have wishing bodhicitta? No. Do we wish? Yes, we wish, yeah? Wish to attain enlightenment. We wish enlightenment for sake of sentient beings, yeah? But we wish, but we don't have wishing bodhicitta. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta.
So is wishing bodhicitta not the action of being practicing bodhicitta?
Sure, action to practice is perfection. It's like very manifest. It's like if you think about that, bodhisattva, yeah?
They don't have.
We talk about like accumulation. Which one is the first path? Path of accumulation, path of sin, path of meditation. If you think about that, path of sin, when bodhisattva was, then it has wishing bodhicitta, it doesn't have engaging bodhicitta.
But if they are out of active meditation, of course they have
engaged. Yeah, engaging bodhicitta, like this,
But look at what you want to say. Does the path of preparation or accumulation, do they have
This is sometimes is not sure, because some are path of preparation has wishing bodhicitta, some are path of preparation doesn't have wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. It depends how they gain bodhisattva vow before path of preparation. If they already gain bodhisattva vow before path of preparation, then they have engaging bodhicitta. But even path of preparation can be meditative equipoise. Some path of preparation, yeah? Yeah, meditative equipoise. Yeah, it's path of bodhisattva who has path of preparation can be can meditate on emptiness. Yeah? While they are meditating on emptiness, then they don't have engaging bodhicitta. Yeah? Because their mind is very single-pointed mind. Yeah? Yeah, once you practice any of six perfection, then your mind, it cannot be single-pointed mind on emptiness, yeah? Because you think about generals or kind of different objects. Yeah, okay. This actually is really... Yeah, just like if you say path of accumulation, yeah? When you get path of accumulation merit, path of accumulation, first time when you enter in path of accumulation, who didn't get bodhisattva vow, then he has like engaging bodhicitta. Yeah. They don't have. Yeah. Yeah, wishing bodhicitta is actual bodhicitta. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta. Yeah. Once they don't have wishing bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta is actual bodhicitta. Here we see like bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Actually, two types of bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. This other way, like kind of, conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. There are two types of other bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is no bodhicitta. But I don't want to make you confused. Here, wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta. Is real bodhicitta, okay? Actual bodhicitta. Yeah, we could not have bodhicitta. We could not have wishing bodhicitta without bodhicitta. Yeah? Once you have wishing bodhicitta, you have bodhicitta. Yeah? Once you have wishing bodhicitta, you have bodhicitta. Yeah, action bodhicitta is bodhicitta, but sometimes action bodhicitta is bodhisattva who really show action to practice any of six perfection. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhisattva who doesn't show action or practice six perfection, like bodhisattva who are stage of path of sin. Like, yeah? Yeah, it's maybe like this is clear, wishing bodhicitta. Yeah, this is okay. So now here, wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta is more beneficial than wishing bodhicitta. Yeah, once you have engaging bodhicitta, your merit, your virtues increase while you are sleeping, while your mind is distracted. Yeah, that is really kind of amazing, you know. But we have to think about that, how increase. But it's like kind of result of practice, engaging bodhicitta. It's really amazing. That's why bodhicitta is really essential to practice dharma. Practice dharma. Whatever you practice dharma, even you like here now we're talking about engaging bodhicitta. This verse now here is a beneficial of engaging bodhicitta. In Tibetan, kāne zonde semjian kāng tāyeru du dōyishu mudō bāyī semjizu semte yāndā lāngjibā. Maybe I read in English also. I can practice to read in my English. Just kidding. Yeah, I read in English, okay? English in verse 17, yeah? Although the result of spirit of expiring for awakening. Here, expiring means here wishing bodhicitta, okay? Awakening is great. Actually, bodhicitta is very great. Within the circle of existence, it's still not like the continual state of merit on the spirit of venturi, yeah? It's clear, yeah? Wishing bodhicitta is great, but result of merit of wishing bodhicitta is not continue. Result of wishing bodhicitta is not continue. It means can be interrupted. Yeah? Can be interrupted by while we are sleeping, while we have distracting mind. Okay. Now second chapter verse 17. Kahane zunde semjenga thayeru du duish mudu bai semjiz semde anda langjirva. From the time that one adopts that spirit with an irreversible attitude for the sake of liberating limitless sentient beings. Yeah? But here is really, is very concise, very summarized. In Tibetan we say, since you have engaged in bodhicitta, you can liberate a lot of sentient beings from the suffering, samsara. Yeah? Yeah, engaging bodhicitta is the essential to have us to liberate sentient beings from the samsara. Once that we cannot liberate sentient beings out from samsara, because once we don't have engaged in bodhicitta, we cannot attain enlightenment. That means main point. Yeah. If we really want to attain enlightenment, engage in bodhicitta is essential. Yeah? That's why here talking about that. Okay. Then tenne zunde ni loga pame chujan sunam shu jeme cheba tumachi nanka nyaba rodun juice. Then verse 19, from that moment on, an uninterrupted stream of merit, equal to the sky, constantly arises, even when one is asleep or distracted. I mentioned, yeah, is result of engaging bodhicitta is continuous, always continuous. Once we have engaged in bodhicitta, our merit is always increased. Even you have distracted mind, even you are sleeping. Yeah, our merit is increased moment by moment. Yeah, this is, yeah, engaging bodhicitta is really amazing, yeah. So, then, is result of engaging bodhicitta, yeah? Do you have some question about engaging, wishing bodhicitta? It's clear, yeah?
If a person has the engaging bodhicitta, their merit is increasing even with sleep.
Yeah.
Does that imply then that a normal person like me
actually is really not decreasing, but it depends. Maybe like us, you know, is normal ordinary person like us. If we have really too much kind of destructive mind, too much negative mind, or too much always agitated mind, even we are asleep, maybe our merit is maybe decrease. Even we are ordinary person, if you have positive mind, is maybe normal or maybe can. Too much destructive mind, too much agitated mind, maybe decrease. Like even like sometimes because like if we have like too much anger, too much negative, even you sleep in time, before you, that's everything like depends on motivation, yeah? Before you sleep, if you have sleep with good motivation, then you sleeping while you're sleeping, it will be virtuous, yeah? Your sleeping will be virtuous. If you sleep with agitated, angry or something, your sleeping will be non-virtuous. If your sleeping is non-virtuous, then of course decrease your merit, whatever, yeah? Yeah, that's what it is, you know, Abhidhamma Kosha is very, even you sleep, everything is depends on motivation. Even you come here teaching, if you have really good motivation with teaching, while you are staying, in teaching, yeah, in teaching, all your action is virtuous, yeah? Yes, everything is your motivation, yeah? Sleeping with good motivation, your sleeping will be virtuous. Yeah, this all like do something with motivation of bodhicitta, motivation of altruistic mind. Yeah, that's what. Then, Jemmiche Jung's, yeah, is resolve. Engaging bodhicitta is like kind of equal space of sky. Reserve infinity is kind of verse 20. Tamche ba lamzon chin shu ba le. Simje tön ji shu de jin shi ba ni ji sums. Then in English, the Tathagata self cogently asserted this in the super, what is it? Super, how to design? I don't know how to design. Super, verse 20. Yeah, name of text, yeah. Inclined towards the lesser vehicle, yeah. So, here is the kind of this proof that reason of engaging bodhicitta is infinitive. Reason of this only. Why Buddha prove like that? Because Buddha proved that. Because maybe like anyway, okay, such complicating a loss of yourself couldn't do better for me to practice. Yeah. If you practice, okay, I can come out from samsara, can come out from suffering. Better for Buddha proved that of people who practice bodhicitta, yeah, that's why Buddha said it's not enough on this Hinayana. You have to practice Mahayana. When you practice Hinayana, you can come out from the samsara, but you cannot help sentient beings. Yeah? So if you really want to come out from samsara, bodhicitta. Yeah, that's why he proved that encourage a person to practice bodhicitta. Okay, then verse 21. Yeah, 21 is in Tibetan. It's really important, you know. Verse, a well-intentioned person who thinks, I shall eliminate headaches of sentient beings, bears immeasurable merit. Clear, yeah? So, like, if we just only wish, only really wish sincerely to a person who has headache and wish them come out from the headache, of course you accumulate a lot of merit. Then of course if you wish all sentient beings come out from some, all sentient beings, yeah, come out from, then you accumulate is endless merit. Yeah, that's why here we say pendu sama sunapami deju. Yeah, it's like limit, infinity merit. If we wish all sentient beings come out from samsara, infinity merit once you have engaged in bodhicitta. Yeah? Yeah, we have a translator, yeah. Translator, yeah, so. Hello, Nimala. 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 Okay, it's more clear.
Hello.
Oh, Nimala. Nimala.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, DJ.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I think so. They
are. Internet
problem. So, anyway, here we are talking about video of engaging bodhicitta. Yeah, engaging bodhicitta. So now here we are, we're going to read verse 22. Then here in English, okay, what then of a person who desire to remove the incomparable pain of every single being and endow them with immeasurable good qualities. It's clear, yeah? I think so, yeah. This is a sincerity medha, but if you have really wishing to eliminate each person's suffering, like stomach ache or headache, if you have kind of that wishing, of course, then wishing of bodhicitta is reason of anger, bodhicitta is immeasurable. Yeah, infinitive, because once you have engaged in bodhicitta, you are concerned on all sentient beings suffering.
Hello.
No,
hello.
Each person.
Hello.
Hello, Nimala.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, David, yes. I can hear you.
Hello, Nimala.
No, I can't hear in the Skype, but I'm calling on, this is my phone line. No, no Skype. You can call me again. I call you guys, but not picking up at all.
It's okay. We slowly do it here.
Okay.
Okay, then, yeah, I think there is, everything is clear, and then, verse, 23, in Tibetan, palm yanda mayarung, silan dindi pensin yu, hada dazon na jaro, trambalayan duyu da ans. Then, in English, who has even a mother or father with such altruism? Will the gods, sages, or Brahma
Hello?
Have it?
Hello?
Ask him turn off.
Hello?
I think this method using it.
Yeah. It's noisy. Maybe you do this. I think so. You clear about wishing bodhicitta, engage bodhicitta, yeah? Clear. So, now here, verse 23. Palm yana mayarun, silandi nipensi, hada chanson na jaru, sambalaya, do you dance? Then you see in English.
Hello?
Nimala? Who has even a mother or father with such altruism? Will the gods, sages, Brahma have it? Yeah? Yeah? So.
I can't hear.
But actually, like us.
I
okay,
can't hear.
Yeah, actually, even our father, mother, gods, sages, whatever, they really love to, even like parents, they love their children, yeah? Parents, they love their children. But parents' love from the children is, we call like, is like bias. Then, but Bodhisattva's love to all sentient beings, yeah, is unbiased and is really pure love. Sometimes when once we have attachment to each other, our love is not pure. Unpure is like biased love. Because that's why we say like unbiased love as Bodhicitta, Bodhisattva is very, very good. It's really difficult to destroy. It's very difficult to interrupt by something, yeah? But our love, each other, like wife and husband or family or kids, whatever, you know, within love, love within family is unbiased love, and love with attachment is easy to destroy. Yeah? Once there is something problem, then love is lost. That is our love is kind of temporary. Bodhisattva love is really is uninterrupted and is continuous and is love. His love always towards sentient beings, moment by moment. Yeah, our love towards family or your kids, your son is not moment by moment. Sometimes when your family or your friends make you happy, when they drive you angry, then you lose love, yeah? Yeah? That's why even mother or father or God or daddy, they don't have...
Hello, you guys hear me, right?
Nimala.
Can you hear me?
I heard a little bit, but it again went off.
Nimala. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Yeah, that's why dairy or those gods, they don't have love such as Bodhisattva has. Yeah? That's why their love is biased. Bodhisattva love is pure and unbiased. Okay? So, verse 23. Finish. Then, verse 24. Sanjian teda nyi lang rangi tendu ndinusen mulan teya mamina jenji tendu kala chies.
Hello.
Nimala.
Yes. I heard a little bit, then again it went up. It's gone, you know. I just heard a little bit.
A brief moment.
Yeah. Now I can't hear at all because I heard a little bit and
how
then it just gone.
How does this unprecedented, yeah? Unprecedented and distinguished jewel whose desire for the benefit of others does not arise in other events for their own self interest come into existence, yeah? Yeah, this, so this one is even person ourselves. We don't have really kind of love, like moment by moment. Even we don't have kind of that love while you are sleeping in your dream. Yeah? It's continuous, yeah? We don't have that continuous love. Yeah, but it means Bodhisattva has love continuous, moment by moment, moment by every time, yeah? Main point is there, okay? So, then 25. Jinda rangi tendu ya, minju simjin tendu simgu. Simji rinjin chiban nana mibi miji chungus. How does this... No, it's already there, yeah? Jinda rangi tendu ya, minju simjin nana mibi miji chungus. Is on okay 26 yeah draw kunji gavi ji sun
ji now I can hear yeah
rijin sim ji sun nga tela chi da ye ji lang okay how can one measure the merit of the jewel of the mind which is the seed of the world joy and is the remedy for the world's suffering yeah draw
kunji I can hear
low sun ji dung ji ji ba rijin sim ji sun nga tela chi da ye ji lang Nimala.
Lao Rumche.
Kode.
The Sevishara Kumun Rumche. Koda Kodo.
Ale.
Nimindo.
Naso de Sevu Gomdu. Naso Sevu Gomdu.
I can hear you. I can hear you, but not Rumche's. Rumche's. A very, you know, it's weak, and I can also hear some static too.
Hello, telephone. Go there. Yeah.
I can hear you very clear, though.
Yeah, speaker, yeah. Hello, Nimala. Draw Kunji Gavi, you sunjay dunye tijiba, rinjay simji sunanga, tela chida jechi lans. Which verse? Verse 24, yeah? Oh, 24, okay. Okay, Sunjin Teda, Nilang, Rangi Tendon, Denise, Mulantea, Mamina, Jenji Tendon, Kala, Chies. Yeah, this is 24. If those beings have never before had that wish for their own sake, even in their dream, how would they possibly have it for the sake of others? Yeah? Oh, 25, yeah? Okay, 25, then, Jinda Rangi Tundaya, Munju Simjin Tunzega, Sinji Rijinjiba, Kana maybe Miji Tungs. So, 25 in English, how does this unprecedented and distinguished jewel, whose desire for the benefit of others does not arise in others, even for their own self-interest, come into existence? So, Sinji Jinda Rangi Tendaya, Kiji Tsaya, Munju, Shanju, Sembana, Sunjin Tadagi, Dawa Dubala, Dunga Point, and Sanjay Tenduji. Yeah, it means like here, we really don't have love, continuous love on. Or on self, yeah? It means, yeah? How do you say, like? Simjin, how do you say, Simjin? Simjin, jinda, rangi tendaya. For your sake, if we really don't have concern or love, for your sake, yeah? Continuously, then how are we gonna have bodhicitta? But bodhicitta has love, sake of sentient beings continuously. Love, continuous love for sake of all sentient beings. Yeah? Yeah, is this kind of, maybe if you see it in English, it's clear, yeah? Maybe, I don't know how to a little bit explain in English, so anyway. Then 26, how, Dwa kunji gawi ji sumje dunge tsijiwa rinjin simje sunangwa dela jida yeji langs. How can one measure the merit of the jewel of the mind, which is the seed of world's joys and is the remedy for the world's suffering? Yeah? That means we cannot measure merit of who has engaged in bodhicitta. Yeah, once your merit of engaged bodhicitta is immeasurable,
yes,
and merit of, yes, bodhicitta is, yeah, kind of like medicine, which one kill, which one eliminate the illness. Yeah, yeah. Here, like once you have bodhicitta, engaged in bodhicitta, okay, then
yeah, it's just,
we have chance to eliminate.
Yeah, I can't hear you guys. Yeah.
All sentient beings suffering. Yeah, that means we have to have engaged in bodhicitta for eliminated all sentient beings suffering, yeah? Once we don't have, we cannot attain enlightenment. If we cannot attain enlightenment, we cannot eliminate sentient beings suffering, yeah? Eliminate sentient beings suffering by only Buddha, yeah? There's, yeah. Then,
Nima, are you there?
Hello?
Okay. You can talk to Nima there, and then we'll hear him right through the speaker.
Ah, Nimala.
Hello, Rumje.
This internet didn't ring, though.
The one that done the Tariji Karche and I check Remindo.
Oh, Jimdo, yeah. I didn't get the disclosure with that.
So you can go up, Gramindo long.
Lazo, I didn't get logging that.
Lazo, Rumje.
Oh, then the new
one day.
Go on.
Oh, Lazo. That is phone not going to teach you.
Zero.
Oh, no.
Pemba samba samji jang, sanje chule chibana, sumjian malu tamji ji, dendun samba munji gurus. Then verse 27, okay? Everybody see 27? If reverence for the Buddha is exceeded merely by an altruistic intention, how much more so by striving for the complete happiness of all sentient beings. Tinzang, then Dinan to Karshi was led to Zambalaya. Doa Tamji Chubby Chidu, and in Doa Sentient Tamji Chiawagi Chidu, 아니 상제나 상에게 아니 드네기 지기 문에 장내기 편바성 여바이나 장내 지기 술진 샤와 타지기 다 간다 아니 상제기 신 아니 쳐바 진이 여바 아니 상제 탐지래야 다 간다 아니 Nimala,
no, don't care.
Jesus got a calendar, so there's a third shoot.
Ah, good, she did it. Take it, Tazana.
Oh, Takana draw Tangil, a chubby chew the Munitanig, any San Jena, Sangi, the Negi Munitanig, Takanda, Kuno, the Negi Yubaina, Tangunitanig, so part the Meva Sagi Yuba, the Takanda, Mumuguba, yes. Teens are penning around so called the Shuba Nanjingi. 지금 오늘 단에게 심지어 지기 다 간다 공고 나기 연한다 조금 나기 연한다 어 도중 오늘 단에게 니 딜에 타와 지지 있어야 돼 물론 야구지 저기 여봐이나 가서 수나 지수 싸게 여봐 수나 지수 싸게 여라스 딘자 다 오늘 단에 심지어 탐지게 오늘 단에게 아니 등에 세나 지마롱 사야다 심지어 단지 아니 상제봐 지지 있어야 돼 물론 제봐이나 다 쪼빠도 매봐 싸게 여봐대 उन्हें टाने मुंह गुबारे ऐसे दे अन्य दिन आप देखेंगे ग्रेस तीन जां अन्य जुबा शांचू जिसे यो भाई ना अन्य धन्य की ताक अंदर सो धन्य जिस आगे है सर ऐस
So if we were to accumulate a merits just by having a wish of eliminating the suffering of one individual, then there's Needless to say about wishing to overcome the suffering of all other sentient beings and wishing to leading entire sentient beings to the state of enlightenment. With this kind of intention, it is needless to say, the accumulation of merits, the tremendous amount of merits by cultivation of this altruistic intentions of awakening.
Tinza, Ani, Naransugi, Namju, Ta Chigi, Number Sanjevi, Tudalizin, Dangunejigi, Kunju Kelengi, the Zugi, Da Kunju, Koranz Karichege, when a Kunju Zigis Lajora, Dangunetanegi, Naransugi, Munejigi, Sanje de Majusa Yomarda, Sanje Singo Kahai Nayore, Sanje Sing the Munetanegi Ko, Chimba Toba Meba Inza, Sanjay in Aransu Karjigi over Sanjay Chingo. Chingi over Inza, Munitanegi, Aransugi, Sanjaya, that Chuba in Malulaya. Chidangi Chuba de la Lana, you be Chuba, Lana, maybe Chuba Zetakanda, Lana, maybe Chuba, the Munitanegi, that Suzuki sang in Malulaya. Sanjaya, that Munitanegi, Chigi, Chuba Lana, Mibadi, Dua Sunjay Tanji, Munitani, Dunga, Siena Chimaru, Sanzangi, the day Munitanegi, same thing de laya. Munitanegi Changju singi zi singi, Anichi Sunji Jemdu, the nigg samba yobaina, Tumunitanegi Sanjelea, Chuba imbaina, Chuba lanamiba, or the Chago is Sanjay Chuba lanamiba, the nigg Munitanegi, Maras Naja Jim the Jeri Yobaina, Sanjay two nibu. Tell a large Sanjay two nibu yomari, Sanjay two nibu mevainza, Tell a labaji Sanjay two nibu yomari, Tell a labaji Maransula, Pimbi chu. Kalika was huge race. Ra, Tins and Aransugi, Mune, Tanegi, Chigi, Kono, Nambatabi, Tone, Chigi, Sinjingi, Mune, Tanegi, Takanda, Mazun Namju, Magi, Tadanya, Sinjins, Lava Nanjigi, Mune, Tanegi. Same thing, Mune, Tanegi, Sinjing, Tzugi, Mune, Tanegi, Dungi, Siagi, Takanda, Chi Suzugi, Mus Lada Chini, Shizubu, Tony, Chia, Matuba Inaya. Same Korang Nalolaya, Samba Tachi. Munitani, Lochi Simji, to Zoom Munitani, Dungi, Sena Chimaru, Sansai, Sosuki, Saint Koran, Tantalani, Sinji, Zindagi, Tunde, the Neji Chibaina, Sanjileta, Chuba in Alule, Chuba Yashidurista. Chuba de Yaburido, Rosun, Tambugungi, and Sosu La Pain, and Jean La Pain, Jean La Pain, Mamuji Pengdo. Odinza and Kitchimuris.
So here it is, if one believes in in the creators. And so whatever that happened, it is the creator who created it. So this is the belief system of theistic, you could say that the theistic believers, the someone who believes in theistic religion. So we as a Buddhist here, we're not a follower of theistic tradition. So therefore, what we believe here is our belief is that there is no such a place where there is non-existence of the Buddha, and wherever the Buddha, the Buddha's the wisdom or the understanding or the of everything's and events is accompanied. So therefore, the Buddha's wisdom, there's no obstacle and there's no obstructions for the Buddha's wisdom. And so whatever we do, whatever the activities that we may engage in through body, speech, and mind can be ascertained, can be understood clearly by the Buddha's wisdom. So therefore, so when speaking about the making an offerings, so here we talked about two kinds of offering. One is a surpassable offering, and then one is an unsurpassable offerings. So what is meant by unsurpassable offering here is surpassable offering is to wishing to free entire sentient beings from the state of suffering, from the suffering, and elevation of such a genuine wish to alleviating entire sentient being from the suffering is said to be the unsurpassable offerings. In whatever we do, if one's positive actions is conjoined with the cultivation of bodhicitta or the awakening mind, then this is what we call the unsurpassable offerings. And this is also the kind of activities or the actions or the conduct that really pleases the Buddhas, So therefore, whatever we do, whenever we try to engage in certain actions, one's actions must be done on the basis of genuine motivations of awakening mind. So therefore, if you have such motivations of alleviating, having a wish to elevating the sentient beings from the sufferings, such that how wonderful it would be if I would be able to elevate entire sentient beings. Although I may not physically be able to engage in certain actions to elevate other sentient beings, at least I must have a genuine, motivations and intentions within me to be able to, elevate entire sentient beings from the suffering. So then this will be the best offerings. And it is a kind of offerings that we can make. It's something that we do not, it doesn't really cost a lot of, you don't have to spend a lot of money or there's less expenditures, even there's no expenditure at all, but we can accumulate such a tremendous amount of merits by means of engaging in certain actions based on the cultivation of this awakening mind.
It's clear, yeah? Okay, then verse 28, Dungyen Dondu, Sinja, Dungyen Nila, Mumbaju, Dawan Duja Timu, Rangi Dawa Dadan Jams. That's really this in English verse. Those desiring to escape from suffering, hasting right towards suffering, with the very desire for happiness, out of delusion, they destroy their own happiness as if it were an enemy. Yeah? So here in the Dungyen Dondu Sinja, Dungyen Yuna, Dawan Dujakti Mubi, Rangi Dawa Dadan Jams. Actually, everybody, we came to center, we practice Dharma, we listen to teaching. Yeah? That means we are desire to eliminate our suffering. We desire to be happy. Yeah? We desire to be happy, desire to be eliminated suffering. We desire, but we do opposite of what we desire. We do opposite what we wish. Yeah? We always desire to happy, but we do opposite of happiness, cause of happiness. Cause of happiness, yeah? Yeah, so okay, I want to, even like we practice, we want to achieve enlightenment, we want to generate bodhicitta, we want to help beings, but we always we desire to help sentient beings, but we always like kind of we have jealous, like anger and like against each other, bullying each other, yeah. Insult each other, yeah. Kind of, that's why once we do that, it's very difficult to be happy, yeah. It's very difficult to be happy as we wish, yeah. That's why, but we sometimes happy by very moment, because our happy is really is very moment, yeah. Because we have it's very moment. Very moment, but we don't have impermanent happy. Yeah, so since if we really have to, if we really desire to impermanent happy, then we have to rid of all those things. Yeah, all those negatives, negative emotions within our mind. But actually, this is kind of even somebody say, okay. These all are very difficult, but of course it's very difficult, but we really start to do something step by step, just, yeah, start to do step by step.
So this verse is talking about two things, suffering and happiness, and because of our delusion, this verse is talking about suffering and happiness, and because of our delusion, we do the opposite of what we intend to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because our delusion, you know, is delusion. Our delusion, we desire to be happy, but our delusion dominate us to be happy. Because our delusion dominate us to do something. Because we always follow our delusion. Our delusion asks you, do this, do that way. Yeah? That's why we follow delusion. We follow just always negative thinking. We don't follow positive thinking, something. We don't try to follow positive thinking. We really don't try to do positive things very seriously. Yeah?
Yeah.
Once we do really positive things, or once we really try to practice delusion within our mind, we have to analyze ourselves. That's why we study like training mind. Yeah, training mind doesn't mean like talk about training mind doesn't mean talk like other people's action. Training mind means you have to watch, you have to investigate your mind, how your mind's thinking, how your mind's thinking towards other people. Yeah. That's why we have to analyze. That's why we say in Lamrim, yeah, Lamrim said, if you teach other people, if you do something, first you have to be good yourself. That's why if you talk something, introduce, teach something about mind, meditate, whatever, you have to purify yourself. You have to be good yourself. Yeah, that's what.
Well, it says maybe the negative mind is the delusional mind, and the training mind. I mean, instead of calling it a delusion, could you call it a simulation? I mean, a training mind is positive. A simulation instead of a delusion a simulation is a training mind. It's positive mind. You're practicing.
Yeah, training mind is kind of positive. Your path is to be positive, your mind. Path is to rid of negative mind within your mind, yeah? Within your heart. But it's really difficult to rid of. That's why you have to, if you really want to reduce your delusion, then I mentioned you have to analyze yourself. That's why it's very difficult. That's what we say in Tibetan, there's one proverb, yeah? You have to have mirror to look yourself. Because we don't see our own face without mirror. Yeah? Without mirror. Then you have to have mirror to see your face. That's why we have to have analyze ourselves, not analyze other people. Yeah? Always, it's really, if we analyze our action, our talk to other people, then come back, okay, oh, I did with this kind of these actions towards other people, and then it's really, that's why we do practice like Banza Sato Samaya. We do this, yeah? We just practice, we just recite 100 syllable mantra, and sometimes we do confess, yeah? These all kind of things, you did something wrong for confess, something you did wrong things in your previous, even something you did, some wrong actions towards other people, even you hurt some other people by your negative action, you confess. How you confess? Okay, today I did kind of negative action towards other people. Okay, it's not good. You have to think about negative side, negative result. It hurt myself, it hurt other people. Okay, I don't want to do it. Okay, then you make kind of commitment. Okay, I don't want to do it again. It's really bad. It's hurt for him, it hurt for me. Okay, tomorrow I don't want to do it. Then when tomorrow you do it, you remember, you make commitment, yeah? It will help you to stop it. Then again and again, like, because it's like, oh yeah, it's like kind of... Yeah, delusion is a kind of ignorance, yeah.
So, if you say delusion is negativity, that's the wrong interpretation of delusion in Buddhism. Delusion in Buddhism is ignorance.
All right,
choice?
Okay, I'm trying to... Yeah, delusion is ignorance, it's
delusion
fine.
Delusion is ignorance, it's not negativity. It's not...
Because in Buddhism, delusion is negativity. Ignorance is negativity. Because in Buddhism, just like, yeah. Actually they don't have kind of term negativity. Because delusion is ignorance. Delusion is negativity. Because delusion is non-virtuous. Non-virtue is negative. Okay? Then virtue is positive. Yeah. Yeah, we can say delusion is negativity. Whatever, yeah. But it's really kind of this way. We desire to eliminate suffering, but we always, follow the suffering actions. Yeah? Okay. Then, we wish to, we desire to, happy, yeah? Virtue, Ranimala.
Happiness, Lola.
Yeah, happiness. But all happiness always obscure or disturbed by ignorances. Yeah? That's why ignorance is very... Yeah, sometimes like we do lots of parties, sometimes our parties accumulate our parties. Sometimes destroyed by our anger is like right away. Yeah, that's why sometimes we do dedication, end of teaching or end of whatever, we dedicate. But we do dedicate, but still it's destroyed. Yeah, destroyed by anger because we have lots of anger and it's really dangerous because it doesn't mean destroy our virtue or merit. Destroyed by anger means it's really difficult to wrap in reason of your practice. It's extent of wrapping reason of your practice merit. Yeah, it doesn't mean absolutely eliminate of merit within your mind. It doesn't mean eradicate your merit within your mind, but extend to ripen reason of your merit. Yeah, once we anger this kind of, and that's why all we are, once we do practice 100 syllable whatever, we have to confess and make commitment yourself. I don't want to do it. And if you confess in front of Buddha, you can confess it. Yeah, you have to regret and then confess and recite mantra, and then it will help you to keep your merit. Okay. Then verse 29. Kanshi dewe pumba da dunge madhe te da la dawa kanji tsumba da dunge tamji chushi jinis. 29. He satisfied with all joys those who are striving for happiness and eliminate all the sorrow of those who are afflicted in many ways. Yeah? Kanshi dewe pumba da dunge maden te da la dewa kanshi sumba dunge de dedu ki to la mubi simche kanshi dewe pumba da dunge mambo da denba te da la ngoto da ngili ji dewa kanshi tsumba sheba da dunge tangji jun chiba shi ji lando la mubi dimu jani sewa shibi shi leji simche te da gewa tsumba jen kala yus ane nima la dan da kar shi usu la du zambale ya tada kondu shi deyagi ta jisen karasi lo du sambalaya dedu kisho lo mubi ta dewa da dungyegi ta kanda ngarasi ngone chandegi dungye lo chondi yori dewa da dendu yori ina ya ngarasi kanda dedu ki ta kanda tab lo mubi yoris dedu kisho lo mubi ani simche kanshi isi ta simche kante jimbayna ani kadu ina ya ani dewegi ngasu pondi yoris ta kanda dewegi ngasu upuna chadi yoris ane ngasun le dunghe pe misi mambu yores ine ya mambu yore ine ngasun ngone tane ki dewa dugi dunghe le toya ki ngasun ngone tane ki chegi inse kan ka di ne shi diore de ine ngasun ki ngone tane ki dunghe ani dewe ki pum ba da dunghe mambu ji ka di ina ya ani yo ba yo de ba res ra ti izan tsule ya chi ngone tane ki tsule ngaras ngo to la da mi ખરાસુ દવિના મી કોફા થયોરે મી કોફા અને દંડે ચીગે મને ટાને કેતા સુજી સુસુગીતા મિલી જમ થેબા સમજી કો ચીમ દેઓરે દંડે ચીગે ચીમ દેઓરે સ્તા કાંદા ચી દેવાન દો દંડે ચીચું દી કાંદા ચીમ દી યદુ સંભાલે ગાચો કે દેવે ફોંબાતા અને દુંગે માબુ છાય દે ગાચો ચીચું જીલે અને ચીમ દી યો ઇનસા ગાચો દંડે માબુ છાબારે ઇસ
સો સો હિયર as Trimbuchi has gone through the Ritva, the verse 29, what it really, this verse 29 emphasizes here is, it emphasizes that we as ordinary sentient beings, though we wish to achieve happiness and overcome suffering, but we are, due to the lack of applying a method for achieving happiness and overcome sufferings, we are therefore deprived of happiness, unable to achieve happiness. Whosoever, we all have this kind of aspiration to achieve happiness or overcome sufferings, but we are deprived of achieving happiness. It is due to not finding the actual method which bring about, happiness and overcome sufferings. So therefore, we undergo continual sort of remaining under the continual, the torment of sufferings. So although we all, you know, use as same slogan of overcome suffering and achieving happiness, but we are at the same time, in reality, we are lacking this happiness that we all aspire to attain. And it is because that we are not actually, you know, finding an actual method which bring about happiness, to bring about actual happiness. So, so now what we have to do here is now we, at this point, we achieved this wonderful, you know, rebirth as a human beings. And we should not really become ourselves as a contented by just being, you know, obtained this rebirth as a human beings. So if we really become contained by having this kind of, just mere having this fortunate rebirth, then that is what really causes us to undergo sufferings. That really causes us to, prevents us from achieving everlasting happiness. So therefore, we should not really be content with a very minor kind of virtuous activities. You know, we should not remain contained just by a very minor, you know, virtuous activities or some kind of merits and so forth.
Well, the rebirth you mentioned, is it a rebirth or an improvement of our condition of ignorance? Maybe we're eliminating part of our ignorance, or are we eliminating part of our ignorance or undergoing a rebirth? A rebirth, you mentioned rebirth.
Hello, Nimala.
Hello, Rumchi.
Okay, if you eliminate ignorances, then what? What is your...
Well, eliminate ignorance or eliminate part of our delusion. Eliminate... The next verse talks about delusion. I think we're talking about delusion here. The next verse talks about delusion. It's the delusion or eliminating part of our
delusion,
ignorance. Or mitigating some of the delusion. But the other speaker talked about rebirth. Is that a different thing than eliminating delusion?
You mean next verse? Yeah, talking about. Eliminate delusion, I mentioned that it's not just satisfy something kind of small things like rebirth. We just satisfy our human birth, just like we just satisfy kind of small things make you happy. That's why we couldn't have absolute happiness, and we always have suffering within our mind because we only satisfy small things. Yeah, which one you have? That's me. Okay, then verse 30. Timu chan se shiba teta gesun kala yu tendi shi chan kala yu sunam tenda kala yu. Here, verse 30. He dispels delusion. Where ill is there such a saint? Where ill is there such a friend? Where ill is there such merit? Yeah? It means like in Tibetan we say Timujan is engaging bodhicitta is not comparable. Is not comparable with the other virtues. Engaging bodhicitta is capable to eliminate a delusion, athletic emotion. Yeah, that's what I say. then the initiation kala is not like there is nothing kind of special teacher else bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. There is nothing else merit. Engaging bodhicitta means the most valuable teacher is the bodhicitta mind. The bodhicitta mind is the best teacher for all of us to come out from suffering, come out from samsara, and help for all sentient beings to come out from their suffering, their problem. Yeah? Then practice of bodhicitta mind is
best teacher.
Yeah, best teacher. Yeah, is a result of practice bodhicitta is infinitive merit, accumulated infinitive merit. Yeah, that's it's really. But we don't have once we don't have engaged bodhicitta. But if we really have kind of motivation, if our motivation always engage with bodhicitta, and then it will be really meaningful. It will be really it will be meaningful. Yeah. Also, you will be accumulate a lot of merit. You accumulate merit once you do something with motivation with bodhicitta mind, altruistic mind. Yeah? Yeah, that is really important. So, then verse 31. Hiji chimbu tani tun zeba ngapa ubas. Here actually is mentioned that bodhicitta mind is always induced. Yeah? Tan isn't kasyo nimala. Niji chimbu tan slow the zambale. Niji chimbu tan is led your tan is.
Induced sungurwala.
Yeah, that's all.
Induced by compassion. Lord.
Okay. Yeah, bodhicitta mind is always induced by compassion. Yeah. We mentioned that compassion is very important, yeah? Compassion and bodhicitta always in company. And it's compassion is not just compassion, great compassion. Great compassion is a substantial cause of bodhicitta mind. Once there is not great compassion, it's really it's impossible to generate bodhicitta mind. Yeah, bodhicitta mind is generated by great compassion. Great compassion, we talk on the total pasumla is very important to first and actual and end. Yeah, this is really all these things you can see Middle West group, Chandrakirti's root test is clear. So then Penta Lendon Kayamba ten Rishi Mayana Major Leva Chibai Chanju Semba Majigus. Things are 31. Okay, I'm gonna decide in, sorry. We are almost done here. Only even one who repays a kind deed is praised somewhat. So what should be said of Bodhisattva whose good deed is unsolicited. Yeah. Things are tenant lava in Jitin Delaya, Unetanegi, Zambri, Dan Jitin Delaya, Chanju Sembal and Hazan, Azu Unetanegi, and it dubache, Ke Yomaris. Ra?
Oh,
Kanda Tanda, don't know there is.
So, there's nothing else can be compared with the making a praise to the bodhisattvas. So it's in other words, it says it is the most wonderful deeds that one can engage in by praising bodhisattvas.
Odjeta, verse 32. Roa nyunsi nami sejawa kiji sezam jemba chibada nyeji nyeji damba chibaya gyawa chiba yinji ji occurs. This is 32. The world honors as virtues one who makes a gift to few people, even it is merely a momentary and contemptuous donation of plant food and support for half a day. It means kind of like how do we practice, but even we don't have bodhicitta, bodhicitta, but how do we practice to wear our bodhicitta? So sometimes like us, it's really appropriate for us to practice wear our bodhicitta, like kind of when we see homeless people, when we see like people who are suffering, when see you think people who are poor, when you think people are, who are lower than you, don't insult them. Don't put them down. Respect to them. Nice to them. Yeah, like if you see like homeless people, whatever, give them something by your sincere
compassion.
By your compassion, by your love. That is the kind of first way to practice bodhicitta, you know. Practice bodhicitta doesn't jump here to there. I want to practice bodhicitta. You didn't show any action by practice bodhicitta, how we generate bodhicitta, yeah. So if this is kind of way to do it, you know. So nowadays people think, okay, he's kind of lower than, he's not kind of uneducated person, he's kind of like this, he's really kind of higher than me, then they try to, they always flatter, yeah? Flatter, or to do something, to help those, even they don't need help. Yeah, that's why don't insult people who you think who are lower than you. Don't respect those people. This is kind of way to practice, yeah? Is how, way to start to practice bodhisattva way, yeah? Okay, then 33. Simjian tanta yela during the dawashi ji dawala nami yela samba tada zoji tada jemba dashi muji goes. 33. What then of one who favor bestow to countless simjian beings fulfillment of all yearnings, which is inexhaustible until the end of beings as limitless space. Yeah, actually we say bodhisattva, his practice, his generous, those everything is kind of really limitless, yeah? So like us, I mentioned that, like if you offer food, and if you just like people who want like kind of water, try to whatever you can do, whatever they need. If we couldn't do it, then it's nothing, you know. It's nobody force you to do it. But whatever you do, something very sincerely to giving or to teaching or to talk with people, yeah. All things like with good motivation of bodhicitta, altruistic mind. Yeah. Oh, the tanda dodo no ta kanda dres. Okay, here main point is here there. Okay, so I don't want to read everything. So then 34 is kanshi dendi jese jinda la kede ngemse ji ba she ba de ngese ji be tanje ke ba ne nyawa ne ba ji she te be sons. Here 34, the Lord declare one who bring forth an impure thought in his heart against a benefactor, a child of the Jina will dwell in hells for as many eons as there were impure thoughts. Yeah, actually, sometimes we complain, criticize, or something negative talks towards bodhicitta, then it's really is bad for all of us to rebirth in lower realm, yeah? But anyway, here in a even in among of our students, because we cannot say he's bodhicitta, he's not bodhicitta, we cannot say. That's why Chandakriti in his Chandakriti commentary, he said Jhenla kasha njeba di tsi jyor kunjus ma jija. Okay, this other one, okay. Ngata nganda we kansa ki tsu zunji, kansa kansa tsu muzun de nyamba jitar yes. Kasa dun dogi nalo le. Ina chandakiri nalo le tunda ujira, da kanta chandakiri dogi nalo le. Ngata nganda we kansa ki tsu zunji, kansa kansa tsu muzun de nyamba jitar yes. Dinza sanjian da wina, ngarang ngarang ki tsu zun uris. Ngarang ngarang ki jisunjian jien tu kande kande kari imba hakori, ngarang ngarang kande imba ngarang ka hakoris. Ina ya, Susu kane yimba hakogi yugi ilaya, susu sanje memba dan, susu mune tane yi susu jo tamemba yimba hakohi kohi ilaya, jigi ane jien laya jigi mambi dan, ane jien laya mune tane yi jigi tingi, ane dende jang jang jie, ane dende lo deba yina, jien simje yi nanglo laya jigi, chanchu semba kande yoba dan, ane nga tso zao nyin hako maris, pena nga ranzo yi tatande kondu shuba nanje yi, Zambabu jase jimbu shiwala nangziki. Jase jimbu shiwala tuzu kohorang pataba ina unye tanegi jigi chikang mishiyengi zonu. Chik gubagi zonu uji. Muzi dune tongyo resu. Kozu laura dakanda jimba tanya da kalaza ni kuya mada shigim resu lagura. Pataba ina unye tanegi nyangchung unye tanegi chikang mishiyengi zonu. O dine dogore da tenhala unye tanegi ko chanchu sema chata ura. Din inzang ani sunjie kangale Jigi one tani kogi jig mug do dan mug zu dan zota la tani and zini tsingba loyan da wodan or the net ye rong maris. The changes say by imbadan the kane mahako my dinza ngaratsuine or the net in ko or zozo chegures and takanda singem hayadi tiziko nyur tango saris.
So in the sutra it's a similar verse that Chandakriti is also stated, but I don't remember the actual, you know, the verse that is stated by the sutra, I mean by Chandakriti. But in the sutra, what it says here is just like as among the Buddhas, it knows each and everybody's their mind. They know who are Buddhas and who are not Buddhas, someone who is actually enlightened. And so for the sentient beings, we may know ourselves, or we may know our own mind, but it is not possible for us to know the inclination and the disposition of other beings. It is very important for all of us to refrain from criticizing others. One should not try to criticize and belittle others, or you know, deceiving others and saying something in a negative about others, because there could be someone who may do not know reality he or she may be a bodhisattva. So therefore, we have to be very careful with that. Just like the Shantideva himself, who is the composer of this particular text that we are dealing with, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Shantideva, in appearance, he wasn't really, you know, up here as someone who is very wise and learned individual, but rather he looked like someone who is unwise and who is not learned person. And so therefore, he was named by his other colleagues. It's you know, only have three motivations or the three activities, they also call him. It's just to eat and, you know, and then discard and then sleep. Those are the three activities that he knows. So therefore, it is not, we cannot really judge by looking at the individual's appearance, how the individual appears, or the individual's, you know, physical appearance, in other words. And so therefore, well, just by the physical appearance will not allow us to determine whether the individual is a noble being or not. So therefore, it is very important for us to be very careful with that. So therefore, it is, we should always try our best to limit it, or to try to limit our, the negative words, or in other words, you know, the criticizing others and expressing bad words and criticizing others.
Okay, then verse 35. Nga de kangshi yurab tangshi na te yin debu tewe laba pe jase na la toki chimbi na diba miju gyawa ngangi pails. 35, but if one's mind is kindly inclined, one will bring forth an even greater fruit, even when a greatly violent crime is committed against the children of Jinnas, their virtue spontaneously arise. Yeah, these are you mentioned that if you under Europe country, if you always compress, if you always wish give compliments to the bodhicitta or bodhisattvas, then the result of your compliments to bodhisattva or bodhicitta is limitless. Yeah, infinity merit, accumulate infinity merit. Yeah, then also here the jase nala toge chimbe dibam ji. It's like even you is really is we will not criticize Buddha or Bodhisattva, or even somebody come to kill you. Even you're, we're gonna die. We're not gonna criticize. Yeah, dibam ji. Then if you kind of motivation thinking that, okay, I'm not going to criticize Bodhisattva, Buddha, or Bodhicitta, even somebody come to kill me, then you, of course, you accumulate lots of merit. It means you have really strong faith to Bodhisattva, yeah? You know, also, you are really interest to the Bodhisattva, yeah? Yeah, this is okay. I hope you understand my English. Okay. Then 36, we are done here. Kahala semchi tamba rinchen te jeba te kula cha se ji kahala nyoba che jang den dawa de yunne te la chef chees. Okay. I pay homage to the bodies of those in whom this precious jewel of the mind has arisen. I go refuge to those who are minds of joy, toward whom even an offense results in happiness. Yeah. Then the card law is loaded sambalaya. Any, jisen card is loaded sambalaya. Kansa kanglaya. Any, tang arans rungone tangi chi, solo tuna arans rungi chi. Kansa lu kesan rode, chip jisan rode, karcha or the loaded sambalaya. One tangi sanje. Ani chanchu semba, otale chagris, dinza, dinega, ani sanje chanchu semba telaya, ani ngarangi, ani gosun, kubi gone, ani chops chigi, ani sha chigi, said, ani ngege, ani leu, takanda, ani leu tamundi, ani nge takanda, ani shiba yis, and takanda tinted noji.
So the last verse of the first chapter, it emphasizes on one's commitment of, you know, taking refuge in Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, even the cost of one's own life. And therefore, I must go for refuge and take refuge in the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Devote myself completely to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and make prostrations, and have a genuine devotion to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the depth of my heart.
Yeah, so, okay, now here we are done first chapter. Yeah, first chapter, and then also here even whatever you practice, Tantra or Sutra, everything is a kind of practicing of Bodhicitta is kind of it's like kind of get to practice Sutra and Tantra, whatever, you know. That's why Bodhicitta is essential to practice Sutra and Tantra. And then also it's really important to know that quality of Bodhicitta mind and resolve practicing Bodhicitta mind. Yeah, I mentioned that it's kind of really immeasurable. Yeah, those all is really important. We know that. So then, actually, so yeah, I think that, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And then today we're gonna stop here. I think also time is. We have 10 more minutes, yeah? So if we have 10 more minutes, there are two kinds of beneficial to practice Bodhicitta. It's like temporary beneficial and ultimate beneficial. It's like temporary beneficial. Like once we practice Bodhicitta mind, we're not going to rebirth in laurel, and we're going to have happiness, permanent happiness. Yeah? Then ultimate result is we attain enlightenment. Yeah? Yeah, so that's why that's why we desire to attain enlightenment, but we don't practice. That's the main point. We have to practice. Even we really cannot practice actual Bodhicitta, but we can practice is part of Bodhicitta, maybe kind of part of Bodhisattva's action. Is kind of, we can follow his his actions, yeah? Some kind of those like generosity or compassion or those old things, yeah? This is how we start to practice Bodhicitta. So I think so, maybe, yeah, that's it. So anyway, everybody knew that all those beneficial of Bodhicitta, and Bodhicitta has two types of Bodhicitta: wishing Bodhicitta and engaging Bodhicitta. Then how do we generate Bodhicitta? Yeah, but it's not just only talk and listen is not enough, but you try to practice a little bit, and then this is the best offering to the, if you practice Bodhicitta, your practicing Bodhicitta is the best offering of the Buddha and the best practice after Dharma, whatever, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we try to do our best. Yeah. So, yeah, do you have some question or some idea? You can share something.
Well, I was talking about this a couple hours ago. Buddhism seems to talk about our reality as delusion or an illusion. And I read a biography that which in America, the word delusion and illusion has kind of a psychological negative connotation. But a lot of our scientists are doing simulations. A simulation is a...
Positive, yeah?
Yeah, it's a positive way of saying delusion or an illusion. It's a simulation is... I mean, the biography I read was about Neil Armstrong. Before he landed on the moon in mid-July of 1969, he simulated the landing over and over and over again.
He always said, like, kind of positive things, always talk.
To pretend to do it. But there came a day in mid-July of 1969 where his simulation and his practicing, he had to fly to the moon and get into the lunar module and do the reality, the actual landing on the moon. It wasn't in the simulator back at home in the lab. And so if we use in a positive translation, I mean, all of the English translations in Buddhism talks about a delusion or an illusion. In the West, the word simulation has a positive connotation, and it might explain what's going on a lot better if you think of our reality and our life as a simulation. And when we die, maybe we just...
Is this a simulation?
Yeah. Is this a simulation? When we die, maybe we're ready for reality.
If I got hit by a truck coming out of here, is that a simulation? Because it would feel pretty real to me.
Well, dying is a real experience. It's a gateway. Maybe dying is an opportunity of a lifetime, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
But it would feel very real. It wouldn't feel like a simulation.
Well,
simulation is kind
of pretending. But you can meditate. You can meditate and you can practice dying or practice being hit by a truck. But then sooner or later, if you get hit by a truck, you know, then you transition.
Yeah, you mean these are first we pretend, and then by practice pretending, then will be reality. Yeah?
Yeah,
it's kind of you mentioned. But actually, independence.
Make it till you make it.
Somebody said, okay. Somebody even like because I heard from His Holiness. Okay, said that. Okay, lots of Western people they don't like to share like kind of all negatives. Ignorances, kind of those things, because they said, okay, Tibetan Buddhism always talk about negatives. They never talk about positive. Yeah, that's why we think we don't have the positive. You have to have already have positive. Negative because we have to talk
negatives and positives are just two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, because like if people who are really serious, you know, serious. In serious condition of illness, yeah, then you really have to see doctor, and doctor really have to talk him to where he has problem, and which one he stopped to eat. All those things, yeah. Same as Buddhism, no, this is kind of how they cure from the illness. Same as Buddhism, they teach us, they really share. What problem we have? How do we cure our problem? That's why I say, okay, we have a problem that like kind of all ignorances are like kind of our inner disease. It's kind of our disease within our mind, yeah? This disease is only eliminated by practicing Dhamma. Yeah, that's why first we have to analyze our disease within our mind. Yeah? Once you analyze, then you can find method to eliminate. But this kind of our disease within our mind is cannot eliminate by doctor, yeah, by medicine, by yourself. That's why we always hear ignorance of those old things, negative things that we have. Yeah. Yeah, before that I mentioned that in Tibet, the most people, all people are illiterate. illiterate, and then there's one monk, and then there's one monk, and then his teacher went to somewhere, and then he went to somewhere, monk, young monk, yeah. He went somewhere, and when he came back, and then his teacher was not at home, but the other disciple is at home. Then he asked teacher, "Where did our teacher go?" Then he said, "Our teacher went to scare lay people in the town." Then how scared? Because they went to talk about the hell. He went to scare them. Yeah, that's why.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's interesting that they talk about the jinn. You know, the jinn translates in almost every single. The jinn translated in almost every single culture, especially in Russia, especially in Europe. The jinn, the jinn are negative spirits.
Jinnah.
The jinnah are the same as the jinn, which are evil spirits. And I never knew that the Tibetan Buddhism spoke about the jinn. So that is very interesting because I've heard a lot of history about the jinn. And they're very malevolent.
Jim is talking about Chibuba is a...
Jin, not Jim. Jin. J-I-N, the jinnah.
Yeah, jinnah is the, in a middle way school, is kind of the object of negation.
Yeah.
When they're talking about selflessness, mm-hmm. person in the middle way school, passing a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like... Yeah.
But no, the jinnah... I don't know, maybe the jinnah is just another word for the jinn. The jinn are actual beings.
J-I-N.
But they're also called jinnah.
Mm.
They're actual beings, and they're negative beings. They're very disruptive. They are in almost all the cultures in Europe, and even in Asia. So I just found it very interesting. It's the first time I've heard the mention of the jinnah, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure it's the same.
You're referring to this.
Yep, jinnah. What?
The child of the jinnah.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Thank you. Ani, Nimala.
Lasso, Mijay.
Ah, Nimala, Ani, Duji, Chi, Ani, Ngazo, Duji, Chi, Ani.
Lasso,
Nimala, Lasso, Ani, Dada, Jimala, Jayo.
Long.
Lasso.
Lasso,
Oh, Duji, Nimala.
Lasso, Duji,
Lasso. Lasso. I think that he's hungry. Nimala is he's waiting for dinner. Okay. We do dedication, okay.
Oh.